In these days of changing telephone systems, recently a busy executive was having a difficult time trying to make a long-distance telephone connection. And so in the midst of all of the buzzing and clicking, he became agitated to the point where he challenged the competence of the operator with some rather abusive language. And when the call was completed finally, he flashed the operator and asked for the charges. $7.45, she said. And he screamed back at her, $7.45. Where I come from, you can call hell and back for that amount, to which the operator sweetly replied, where you come from, sir, that is a local call. That's the way it is with us so often. God seems to be so very, very far away somewhere else. And yet the wonderful thing is that it takes only a local call to get back in touch with that spirit that we call God. And getting in touch with God anytime, anywhere, is called prayer. Today is acknowledged throughout the land that people are hungry and thirsty for real prayer that nourishes, according to the ancient traditions of the church. We have found that emotional experiences so often are just brief and passing. We are concerned nowadays with the kind of prayer that produces gradually a long-lasting transformation into Christ, the way a seed is planted and gradually rises and produces fruit. That's what we all yearn for in our heart, if we are honest with ourselves. Now, as Christian people, we all pray in order to deepen our awareness of that presence of the living God in all the moments of our lives. Prayer is simply our own human way of reminding ourselves of the transcendent side of our life, of our relationship with that spirit that we call God who lives within us. It is in prayer that we all reach down into the very deepest part of ourselves, that part of ourselves that is a mystery, and which we eventually always end up calling by that code word, God. And sometimes we become confused as to where we can find God. In many of the songs or hymns or written prayers that we have read, we hear the words, in the language, God language, of God is asked to incline his ear to us, to look upon us with kindness, to draw near to us and touch us. And in reality, God is always within us, always attentive to us. We are the ones who are to learn how to become aware of that mystery. Now, what do we need to do to develop that kind of awareness? We need to learn how to listen actively with our whole being. To listen with our ear means actively listening with our total personality. Have you ever noticed, although so many of you at this Mass are so young, but have you ever noticed married couples who have been married for a long time and old friends, how easily they can communicate volumes with each other through just a few words or a familiar nuance or just a glance. Have you noticed how a seasoned athletic team, particularly on TV where they zero in with the camera, they are able to communicate with a grunt or a cry to tell each other what to do next and what to expect from the other player? Have you ever noticed how a good parent or a good guidance counselor who has really learned how to listen, the parent listens to the child, the counselor to the client, in such a way that they listen to what is happening behind the faltering words. They listen to the emotions, the hurt, the hope behind the sound. Active listening takes work. It's not just being silent. Active listening is essential to the art of understanding in depth what people are really trying to say to us. Now today, Jesus tells a story about the seed. And they're simply analogies of the kingdom that's planted in our midst. The interpretation we give is open to any of us who hear the story, who listen with our ears to what happens to the ears of corn that come out of the earth. We ponder, we weigh what Jesus says. And that is the art of listening, which today seems to be becoming an endangered species in this multimedia world of ours. In fact, we almost never hear the sound of silence except when we sleep. Amidst all of this noise, real listening can be difficult. And yet the truth is that so many of our personal problems would disappear if we could learn how to listen in depth to what is really happening around us during the ordinary moments of the day. We'd begin to understand that there's always a mysterious reality present in our hearts right now at this moment. Within each one of us, and present within us all of the time. And that reality, that mystery, that we summarize with a code word, God, is deep within our heart, calling us to come out of our self-ishness and become in touch with life as it is, calling us to bring to the living God the only gift that we have, which is our self, the person, the beautiful person that is in the process of becoming, totally human. Are we listening to that call of God within us to come forth? Now, as a demonstrated fact, that so much of what a professional counselor does today can be done by any person who learns how to listen intently. Now, that's not to deny the enormous skills, the effective tools that are available to the professional counselor. It's simply to suggest that so much of what the counselor does can be described as listening in depth. He has been trained to listen to every nuance. Why is it that today there's so much counseling necessary on every level of society? It's an indication that few people are listening to the people around them. Few people have trained themselves to use the gift of their own antennae that God has given to all of us. They're built into the human being. That kind of listening makes us open and sensitive to the reality of the person who is present to us. Remember in the old days, that kind of depth listening was available from family members around us, neighbors in the community and in the village. There were the wonderful listeners that we called grandparents, to whom we would tell things that we would never, ever tell our parents. Today, it's being told to counselors. If only we could acknowledge that gift and recognize that around us there are so many precious moments during the ordinary days of the week. These are the moments that disclose this deep reality that is found in the ordinary. They need not be peak moments when all kinds of nice things seem to come together. The ordinary moments, they are able to disclose a rumor of God, a sign of God, a moment of God's presence right there. And then we discover that prayer no longer needs to be just a holy spot here and there during the day. Prayer is learning to seek and to find the holy in the commonplace, in the ordinary. And those brief moments, which are then multiplied as time goes on, not only are valuable moments in themselves, but they illuminate and give new light to the rest of the day, which might be somewhat depressing or dark. This is what we might call, again, situational prayer. Catalysts come and go during the day in ordinary moments. Now in the summertime, boredom with television could easily set in with the reruns. You might try a half hour of nourishment through spiritual reading to really give you something to think about. Sensing burnout could prompt you to weekend retreat. Nourishment within. Having a stimulating conversation with someone might flow into journal writing. The point that we are making is to allow real life today, real life, to create a new lifestyle of prayer that is based upon what really happens in our life, and to use that as the basis of our spiritual growth. Now, in doing this, we must avoid feeling guilty because we are no longer using the techniques or the methods that we were using or being told to use as children or young people. Today is a different time and age. It demands another kind of prayer. People are always on the go, and yet that is why they are so hungry and thirsty for the Spirit. Take what we have and do something with it. Maintain the conviction in this way that at all times and all places we are totally immersed as in water, encompassed by this gracious mystery that has been revealed to us in Jesus. Then we will come free. We will be liberated from any slavish adherence to the traditional methods of prayer that no longer seem to make sense. They worked for us in the past, but we have outgrown them. We are more mature and ready for a leap into another kind of prayer. That is a creative effort, and yet we are old enough and educated enough to do it. To discover the holy in the ordinary, the common. To learn, to make no mistake about it, the Holy, the Spirit of God, is within every human heart. It's within every human moment, within every human thing. There are different degrees of intensity of the Holy. The most intense is within us. Take the time, have the patience to listen actively, intently, creatively, with your ear, with your whole being. And then you will discover that prayer is an open mind to new ways of praying. It's a willing heart to let go of old ways and discover new ways. And above all, it is a listening ear, an ear that will produce a harvest 1,000-fold.